Good morning. I'm calling from Virginia. This is Candy Say. How are things out on the West Coast?
Hi, this is Jeannie. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, okay. Not quite that far west then.
West Coast.
How are your temperatures?
We're cooling down finally, which is
great.
We have in the 70s in the morning, which is wonderful, and then it's about 97 today or something.
Okay, well that's an improvement over what I've been hearing.
Yeah. This is the time of year when it starts to get nice in the morning and nice in the evening.
Uh-huh. And you say, oh, I'm glad I live here?
Yeah. Where are you, Candy?
I'm in Virginia.
Virginia.
So we are right now having wonderful weather, too. It's going down into the 60s at night and into the lower 80s during the day.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, it really is. And the humidity is down right now, which is lovely.
That's wonderful. I love
good
that.
Good stuff. You know, we could take the season all year, but then we wouldn't have the other wonderful things that the Lord provides with the other season. So,
true.
I'll take the variety. Thank you.
Definitely. Well, good. Now, have you been on the call before, Candy?
No, this is my first time to be able to catch it.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Good deal. Well, we'll have other people join us in a little bit, I suppose.
Huh?
We usually do.
Yeah, the Lord has rearranged my schedule so that I'm able to function out of home
on
Thursdays for a while here. So, I can jump on and check out the call.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good deal. Good. Are you... Have you been on the lifestyle call ever before? Or?
No, I haven't.
In the past? Your very first time?
Yes.
No,
we've been body balancing since last convention.
Okay.
But
how's that going?
Excellent.
Good.
My husband's lost over 70 pounds, and I've lost 25, and people continue to say, oh, you look like you're still losing, and, you know, swimming.
That's great.
And feeling good. That's the best.
Just
turned 60 and feel 40, so.
Yay.
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome.
Tell me your name again, please.
Is this Jeannie Zidan. And I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and somebody else joined us, too.
Yeah, I heard a beep.
Good morning, this is Char.
Oh, good morning, Char. This is Candy Say in Virginia.
Well, hi, Candy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Good to hear your voice.
It's so nice to have opportunity. I was saying to Jeannie that the Lord rearranged my schedule for me that I can function out of home on Thursdays for a while here, and I thought, yay, I can check out the call.
Great. Glad you remembered us.
Oh, yes. I remember lots of things that I don't get to.
I know that feeling. We all do.
Definitely.
So I just heard it sound like you were excited that you were still on track.
Yes.
Good.
The products haven't lost their quality.
Well, they certainly haven't, have they?
Nope. It's simple just remembering to use them.
And the results, you know, that's the best part of it. Jeannie and I were both on the phone with Dennis Williams the other day to ask a simple question, and he was so excited about having returned from the Midwest, and he says, oh, the people that told their experiences with the products, the results that they had gotten, and he said, oh, there were so many of them. He said, they were so good, and I said, do you have time to tell us just one? He says, can I make it three? It's hard for me to separate them all out. He says, there's so many that were so outstanding. And so he very quickly told us three incredible testimonies, didn't he, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow.
I think he's going to send them down, too.
Yeah, that was after, what, 16 plus years in the business, and he sounded as excited, if not more. Well, I'd say more than when we first started, because he knew the benefit that so many people could have if they only knew.
Yep.
Yeah. Getting them over that hump.
Yep. It still sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
Right. Daring to take the risk.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Ben Carson wrote an excellent book on taking risks. And he said that his formula that the Lord's placed in his awareness over the years is what he calls the B and WA. And it's the best and worst assessment. So he says, what's the best thing can happen if I do this? What's the worst thing that can happen if I do this? What's the best thing that can happen if I don't do this? And what's the worst thing that can happen if I don't do this?
Very good.
And, you know, it really does give an excellent foundational framework for decision making.
I like that. I wrote that down.
Well, give the credit to Dr. Ben.
What is his name, Ben?
Dr. Ben Carson. He's chief of pediatric neurosurgery. Johns Hopkins.
Okay.
And known worldwide for his exploits in neurosurgery.
Okay.
First to separate Siamese twins conjoined at the head successfully. And now has a history of doing similar.
It kind of sounds like making a list of the pros and cons of the situation. Not every, obviously, but you know, especially a situation that's really, really important.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I'm glad to hear docs are finally coming on board with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Who is that who was speaking?
This is Candy Say, and...
Okay. A new voice.
Yes. And who is this?
This is Nancy in Cleveland.
Nice to meet you, Nancy. Yes, it's my first time on.
Oh, welcome.
You've had the China study for a while, haven't you?
Yes, and have enjoyed listening to the CD all the way through on the China study.
I'm impressed that you're speaking up right at the top of the first time you're on the call.
He was on the call before anybody.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you, Candy?
I'm in Virginia.
Okay.
Great. So you've had a chance to read on the China study.
Yes.
Or listen to it. I think that's great because our call here is to share our experiences involved with that and bring others along with us, you know, and to talk about the results we're seeing and talk about the our lifestyle choices.
Uh huh. Well, I admit that it's still somewhat daunting to consider the steps that are proposed.
Mm-hmm.
It's being in healthcare for over 40 years, I have a lot to unlearn.
Yeah.
And just the dramatic difference of what was I taught was responsible, top-of-the-line awareness nutrition in 1970 as compared to the information in the China study.
Are you a nutritionist?
No, I have my BS in nursing. I'm working on my master's. I'm an adjunct faculty in an LPN program out here.
And you were actually taught nutrition?
Oh, absolutely.
Because doctors aren't. I'm surprised that nurses get much.
Oh, well, baccalaureate program, and back then it was at its early inception. And even at that point, in 1966 through 70, it was a 4.5-year program. I mean, we had to go a summer semester in order to include in the information. So in some ways it may have been more thorough then, but there wasn't as much information. So you could cover more.
And the information has changed.
Make sense?
Say that again.
The information has changed since then also.
Oh, yeah.
We've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Things I studied in chemistry in college that when I taught high school chemistry a few years back, they didn't even know on the research end when I was in college, and I was teaching it at the high school level.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it's all a learning curve, you know, for everybody. And
mm-hmm.
I know for me, I was just reading again last night and reviewing some of the China study. One of the chapters. I must have been viewing it like a television. I don't know. On the chapter 11 on eating right, 8 principles of food and health, and on the first principle that he's talking about is nutrition represents the combined activities of countless food substances, and the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Yes.
And it's just good to be reminded. I know for me, I need to go back and be reminded of the reasons why I'm doing certain things. And sometimes even more than just I know it's good for me. You know, it's
uh-huh.
When I went to sleep last night on the sleep system, I started my exercise program again, and I'm a little sore in the knee, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
As I'm sleeping in my bed, this is going to help me, the sleep system, the comforter, you know, and as I was going to sleep, I was reminding myself of how wonderful this was. And I thought it's the same way when I'm eating certain things, when I eat my greens, you know, or whatever, even though I love them, it's good to be reminded of, you know, what I'm eating is all this stuff. And in this section, he talks about what happens when you eat spinach. You know, he gives an example. And I thought it was really cool.
Jeannie, when you're doing that, are you visualizing your body as healthy also?
Yeah.
It's great to do.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, that might be a good point to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Does that too. I was going to try to find a little spot here to I didn't want to read the whole chapter, but...
It's good to read that kind of stuff when you're really tempted to eat something you shouldn't.
Yeah, and I was, I think. In fact, I had nothing in the house last night that was what I wanted, so I made a hot cocoa. I did have cocoa powder, so I made like a hot chocolate, and it was
mm-hmm.
very satisfying before I went to bed. I made it with rice milk.
Mm.
You know? That was good.
Mm.
But he said, okay, let's say you're eating spinach. The recipe that he said here, let's say you prepared sautéed spinach with ginger and whole grain ravioli shells stuffed with butternut squash and spices, topped with a walnut tomato sauce. And I went, wow. The spinach alone is a cornucopia of various chemical components. And then there's a chart that he shows all those components. He says, this is only a partial list of what you find in your mouth after a bite of spinach. As you can see, you've just introduced a bundle of nutrients into your body. In addition to this extremely complex mix, when you take a bite of that ravioli with its tomato sauce and squash filling, you get thousands and thousands of additional chemicals all connected in different ways in each different food, truly a biochemical bonanza. As soon as this food hits your saliva, your body begins working its magic, and the process of digestion starts. Each of these food chemicals interacts with other food chemicals and your body's chemicals in very specific ways. It's an infinitely complex process, and it is literally impossible to understand precisely how each chemical interacts with every other chemical. We will never discover exactly how it all fits together. The main message I want to get across, though, is the chemicals we get from foods we eat are engaged in a series of reactions that work in concert to produce good health. These chemicals are carefully orchestrated by intricate controls within our cells and all through our bodies. And these controls decide what nutrients goes where, how much of each nutrient is needed, and when each reaction takes place. Our bodies have evolved into this infinitely complex network of reactions in order to derive maximum benefit from whole foods as they appear in nature. The misguided may trumpet the virtues of one specific nutrient or chemical, but this thinking is too simplistic. Our bodies have learned how to benefit from the chemicals in food as they are packaged together, discarding some and using others as they see fit. I cannot stress this enough, as it is the foundation of understanding what good nutrition means.
Jeannie, did that come out of China study?
Yeah.
What page?
Page 226.
Yeah.
And 228.
It's under the chapter called Eating Right, 8 Principles of Food and Health. One. No, it's just reminded. Anybody have any thoughts or comments?
Only that we can improve on what God created.
Yeah, definitely.
And we always try to make it simpler. And it's when you're teaching it, the people who are learning want it to be simple. And it's hard to expand their minds to see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
How are you doing?
Good.
I tried my kiwa breakfast recipe yesterday.
Yes.
And it was different. It was funny eating that. I put in some wheat germ and some flaxseed into it too. And but I think you use it for like 2 servings. I don't think you could eat the whole thing. And I put a little bit of rice milk in it. Also, it was different. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I don't know if I'd make it again, but it was good. The other thing is I listened to just part one of Randy Rolfe's CD and about nutrition and everything, and it was very, 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 very interesting as far as the farmers and, you know, how they're altering a lot of the fruits and vegetables and things, and how the seeds are even going into somebody else's farmland, you know, and what the regulation now for organic is. You know, it's not like it used to be, so, which was very interesting. I'm going to listen to it again and just get a little bit, you know, a little bit more.
When you say it's not like it used to be, is it better or is it more stringent or less?
It's not as good. I mean, as far as organic, I mean, everybody's putting an organic level. You know, they lessen the criteria as far as organic. So, so you're not really getting the quality of organic as you used to. You know, even at these farm, these fresh markets. You know.
Well, as we've talked about before, just because something is locally grown does not necessarily mean that they are growing it organically.
Right. Exactly.
You have to ask what they're using to fertilize.
To fertilize it, right.
And the person there may or may not know.
Right. But then, you know, you stop it. It kind of opened my eyes, too, because when she was talking about it, I mean, people are altering the process of fruits and vegetables, and if there's one that's, you know, a farmer next door that's using all these pesticides and everything, and then here you are trying to grow things organically, I mean, you're getting, you know, I mean, seeds travel, you know, and, you know, I don't know, it's pretty hard now to regulate what's good and what's not, so you got to do your best you can. That's about all you can do, you know. But it was a good CD. I would recommend it very highly, so. I haven't listened to it, too. Excuse me?
Whose CD is that again, please?
Randy Rolfe, Wolfe, and you can get it on Growing and Wellness. One of my cross lines, she's on that automatic auto ship.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we had a meeting last night and she brought me a few of them. She's going to bring me some more so I can listen to them when I go to convention. But, you know, I was listening to this one because I'm really, you know, into the nutrition and everything, and it was very excellent. It was very good.
Josh is interviewing her in a week or two.
Where?
I think, huh?
Where is it going to be interviewed?
Vance is interviewing her on the Saturday call in a couple of weeks. That was one that he announced.
Wow. Oh, good. Excellent. Yeah, she was awesome, you know.
Was that two CDs?
Yes.
Yeah. I listened to that. I thought it's just, so that's the same one. It was excellent.
Yeah, it really, I mean, like I say, I only listened to the first one, but I was, you know, impressed. I heard the name, but I'd never heard of her, per se, so, you know, but she tells it straightforward. And,
is that someone interviewing her?
Vance is going to be interviewing her.
Right, but the one that you have now, is that someone interviewing her, or you're just talking?
No, I think she was on, I think she was like at a meeting and standing up because one of the things that people were, she wanted to know what kind of, you know, ask some questions about what they thought nutrition was and couldn't really hear what the questions were. I mean, she, you could tell she was writing it on a board and stuff. Mm-hmm. But after you got past that part of it, then she really got into the meat of different things. So it was good. And she used an acronym of Wolf Springs. But I'm going to have to review it so I can, you know, tell you exactly what it meant, what the acronym was on it. But, you know, one of them was whole and organic. And I think the L was, I don't know. I'm not even going to. But I'll listen to it again and write it down, and I'll tell you.
Is she plant-based?
Excuse me?
Is she plant-based?
Well, you know what? I mean, she's the way that she also did something with the circle, and she didn't say that she was plant-based 100%, but, you know, it sounded like she really wanted people to, you know, think about eating more raw and, you know, because we weren't, you know, our bodies weren't used to eating meat things until the seasons changed and people started cooking. You know, that's when it all became, you know, more that I understand. That's why I got to listen to it again. But
I wouldn't say she's plant-based, but she definitely gets the fruits and vegetables in. She does what a lot of people do. I know that she referred to, you know, animal product differently than the way maybe people are putting such a strong emphasis on it, but and also the negatives that are fed into the animals, that type of thing. But she didn't on either of them allude to being, you know, negatives like we understand the science of why we've gone plant-based. In the relationship of the way your body utilizes it compared to utilizing the plant-based. Just a lot of emphasis, right, Dottie, on putting in good, wholesome foods, non-processed, that type of thing. I mean, she's got a lot of right things. I think we understand it in a deeper, broader spectrum than what she is delivering, but this is more of an introductory type situation also, and she doesn't want to turn any of the audience away. So, you know, she may do more than what she's saying, but I'm just saying the way it was delivered was not, you know, coming from a, you know, the same basis we would talk.
Yeah, and she talked about fats and everything, you know, with all these low fat, no fat, you know, she says our bodies need fat, but we have to do it in moderation and make sure that we have the good fats, you know.
Right.
So, you know, which is true. I mean, all the things that she was saying, I know we talk about it all the time, you know. It's just kind of, you know, putting in another plug for what we're doing is right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very impressed with the CD. And like I say, I've only listened to the first one. I can't wait to listen to the second one now.
She's a nutritionist and a lawyer, and you may have already said that, Dottie, and I missed it.
No, I didn't say that, no. But, yeah. Yeah, well, that's why she said that she knew about the legislator, about, you know, how, she said something about the farmers that are using, alternating their fruits and vegetables. They're having, I don't know, some kind of a legal battle with the other farmers if their crop ends up coming out more like, you know, like that, like something different than it normally, they want to have that crop. You know, the farmers that have altered some of their fruits and vegetables, they want that crop from that other farmer that is growing in their field. And, you know, and that's human, that's nature. I mean, you know, it's not their fault that they have that in their field.
They're suing for ownership of the other farmer's crop because Monsanto's DNA is in that field.
Right.
In that crop.
Yep. That's it. Thank you, Shaw.
Well, I went through it more than once. That's the only reason I've retained a tiny bit of it, not much, but a little bit.
Well, I know it. I listened to it once, and I'm like, oh, man, I almost didn't come on the call because I wanted to listen to it again. But it was I'm going to definitely listen to it again. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure Vance will bring up other questions for her when she's on the call. So, because everybody can get the CDs, but there's probably going to be some other questions that come as a result of it. So.
That's awesome. Good. Thank you, Dottie, and Char on that too. I hadn't heard of her before. So I'm going to listen to that too.
I guess she comes from Pennsylvania too, doesn't she, Char?
I don't know. I don't remember what state she was from.
Because I think the taping was in. I thought it was Pennsylvania.
I know it was on the East Coast. That I know because Brad's the one that did it, and he was excited about it and had shared it with Vance, and that's how I got a hold of it. So,
are you coming up this way when you go to convention?
Actually, we'll be coming that way in November.
Oh, okay. Because you're taking your RV up, aren't you, for convention?
Not for convention, no. We're flying for convention, but then the next month we're going back to New York, and we'll be traveling by ground from everything that we have.
Hope we have no snow.
Well, we still get through with snow. We just have to wait our turn like the trucks do, I guess.
Randy does live in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Oh, she does. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. And I do know she was with the Ballygrass long before Nikan came out with it. She's very, very bright, knowledgeable, and very, very, when you see her, she's very, very engaging. So that should be a good call. I've seen her several times. In fact, I one time was going to go to her house for meetings, and then she just stopped the meetings, and she came over to Delaware to our meetings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
How is it out there?
Good. I wanted to see if Candy, if you have any specific questions or anything that we can address too.
Well, just seeing my first visit, I'm just enjoying listening. I don't have a sense enough yet of what transpires to have any other questions. Thanks.
Cool.
I have two comments.
Okay.
Yesterday on Oprah, she had Gwyneth Paltrow, and the topic was supposed to be how she looks as great as she does. I thought she always did anyway. But she made a comment that she doesn't eat animals with four legs.
Oh,
right, and Oprah couldn't figure out if a chicken had two or four legs. Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, it was interesting watching her skirt the issue, but she will eat fish and birds. Did anybody watch The Doctors yesterday?
Yes, I did. Wasn't that awesome? I was ready to pull my hair out. I'm like, I cannot believe that mother and father letting that 12-year-old have liposuction. And that little girl, she's so delusional about
little girl. She's not little. She looked like she was 24.
But she's only 14, right?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
I mean, that's what I meant about being little. I mean, Why don't you explain what it was about?
Oh, I mean, the doctors were trying to be so careful of what they said to not offend anyone. You know, that was interesting watching how they were approaching it, but I cannot believe, I'm thinking my granddaughter is going to be 11, my middle granddaughter is going to be 11 next month. I can't imagine a parent in their right mind thinking that this is going to solve their problem, the weight problem of this child. And she said at one point, you know, well, what happens if you gain 20 pounds? Well, then I'll just have more surgery. Then they took her to Mexico to have a lap band because nobody in the U.S. would do it. Is that insane? And the doctor is arguing with the doctors that, you know, she was so miserable, this was the only thing we could see to do for her. And he's arguing with them that this was good. It was just unbelievable.
They say, you know, she also mentioned that she's been on lots of different diets
right.
And she never could lose weight. And I'm like, she's only 12 years old. Yes. I mean, at that time, before she had that liposuction,
yeah.
I mean, the body changes. I mean, I have a 12-year-old granddaughter, and I mean, I cannot even fathom her.
Oh.
having that done. I mean, even the dangers of it, you know?
Well, one of the plastic surgeons said there is a reason that you have to be at least 18 to have it done. And they had the guy who did the lipo on her on the program, and, you know, he validated that it was something that needed to be done, and I don't buy it at all. It was ludicrous, and it was scary, and, oh, God, I hope this doesn't send a message out there to people that this is okay to do.
How were the parents? How did the parents look?
They were not huge, and who knows what they're bringing into the house for this person to eat. They didn't get into any. But one of the docs did bring up, you haven't worked with the problem of overeating, and they both said exercise and diet, in quotes, is what is going to give you a body that you want to keep. And she also wants to have her boobs made bigger.
See, she's not even old enough to know what they're going to be yet.
That's exactly what they said. And to make these decisions, a 12-year-old is not mature enough, even though she's very mature because she certainly looks it. That you are not mentally mature enough to make this life-changing decision for your body.
Did you hear the mother, you know, say that, you know, the doctor did say that this was going to be a slow process and it was going to probably take 3 or 4 years to do this because they were just taking a little bit of the fat away.
So,
and because her father had some kind of cancer and was going to die, you know, and she wanted her father to see her thin.
Wonderful.
What's the turning point why the doctor decided to do the surgery? And I'm like, excuse me. Oh, my. I mean, I was livid. I would have called you, Nancy.
Oh, I wish you would have. Then she has a very thin sister, and that's what she wants. There's your answer. She wants to look like her sister. Nothing like a little sibling rivalry here.
I was
livid. I was absolutely boiling.
That is a program?
The doctors. This is the new spin-off. Well, it's not a spin-off. Dr. Phil's son is the first executive producer. Phil's name is also on there. And these are, in fact, Phil yesterday had the OBGYN on his program for the segment. But it's four of the doctors whom he has had on his program. There's a pediatrician, OBGYN, plastic, and ER. Those are the four docs.
And part of the program, too, that was good was the...
What station is this on and when?
I'm sorry?
What station is this on and when?
You know, we get it on the same channel that we get Dr. Phil. Now, somebody I talked to about this has it the same time as Dr. Phil on a different channel. I said, you're kidding. I can't believe they're doing that. So it depends. I think it's called The Doctors. I get it at 3 o'clock on NBC.
Uh-huh.
And I get Phil at 5 o'clock on NBC. So you have to check your listing, but it's an afternoon hour program, and it started last week. And they're hitting some. I watched it the first day, and I thought, that's okay. I'll give it a week. And, you know, I don't want to spend more. I'm not looking to spend more time in front of the tube. And they really have hit some interesting topics.
Well, they were talking about sleep deprivation.
Oh, go ahead.
That was awesome. They had two college students. And was it over 24 hours that they didn't sleep?
36.
And they had them do a driving test, and it was, you know, they said it was like being drunk.
It was great
yesterday. I mean, very hair rising.
Interestingly, the day before they had a segment on children who are sleep deprived. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It affects their learning, growth, and development. An hour lost, and I wrote this down and I kept going back to write it down to tell my son, who was going to take the kids to the baseball game last night that wasn't over until midnight. I mean, this is insane. I cannot believe the kids today. Anyway, do I get upset about this? An hour lost affects learning the next day. It causes permanent changes in the brain. In kids, it can show up as aggression, I can't read my writing, binge eating. He talks about the amygdala, which is the emotional area of the brain. It becomes more active and sleep-deprived. The developing brain must I can't read my writing, sensitive, and to lack of sleep, it develops, it takes till you're 21 years old to develop the brain. They took a group of sixth graders who were less 1 hour only for three nights. On the fourth day, their testing dropped to the fourth grade level. That's two grades after losing 1 hour sleep for three nights. When learning things, memory becomes solidified with sleep. So when you're learning something, like if you're studying for a test that you have tomorrow, going to sleep is what solidifies all that information in your brain. Studying won't become permanent memory if you don't have good sleep. And parents today don't realize how important sleep is. Not that adults do. We know that adults do the same thing, but it's so important with kids, and they're just not doing it.
I've heard before that your brain organizes itself as you sleep. It organizes all the...
Good way of putting it.
Day.
Matthew, where did you come up with that info? I'm sorry, I didn't pick that up.
Who?
Where did you come up with the info on the children's study with sleep?
This was on the doctor's program the day before yesterday.
Okay, they didn't give a reference, did they? It'd be nice to have that on paper. I'd love to have that on paper.
I will try to read my writing and type it up for you. No, I don't remember them citing it. There was a doctor who wrote a book on sleep deprivation for kids, and I did not write it down and taped over already.
So you might be able to...
Maybe you can go online to the doctor's program and pull it up from Tuesday.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell my son, what are you thinking?
I know. I've got some people that I would love to share that with.
Mm-hmm.
Good information, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, in our day, we were in bed. We used to joke with my mother. She would close the shade so that we would think it was dark outside and time for bed, kids. They don't do that.
My oldest brother used to say, yes, when I was your age, I was in bed at 7.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So important, and you know, with our right now with our sleep systems and all that being on special, this is great information too that we can pass on. You know, when we're talking with people about that.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is, you know, we have so much to share with people, and this just kind of that is urgent, you know, and we. Do it one person at a time. Just keep passing on the information because it does make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
What we share. Good. Well, we're what time do we have here? Almost 7:40. Anybody have anything else they'd like to add to today?
Yes.
This is Mary Lou. When you
let her call you after the call,
go ahead. Your notes on that. Would you go over it again one day with us? Or would you send it down?
I'll send it to Char and she can send it down.
That would be great. I have three grandsons the very same way, and I just don't get enough sleep at all.
Okay.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
On the website, it says that this is available, the call is available at 7 a.m. on both coasts.
Oh, 7 a.m.
That's not updated. I don't believe that who was doing that was originally was the golf pro. Darn.
Do they say what channel?
No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I did not define what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking about these calls.
That the lifestyle call was available at 7 a.m. on both coasts.
Yeah, that used to be, that's way back.
I couldn't imagine that would be insane.
Yeah, I don't think that, the girl that was doing that, I can't think of her name.
Martha Sue,
yes, thank you.
It's just at this time, which is 7 a.m. West Coast.
Yes.
Out.
She actually moved to the West Coast. I'm not sure if she's still here or not.
She was doing it, though. She was in Florida, right?
Right, she was in Florida at the time.
Uh-huh. So it was easy for her to say that it was available at 7 a.m. Florida time.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. What website is that on?
That's on the Y.B. Hurton.
the Williams website when it's back to lifestyle.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let Ruth know that.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, because we do this Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time, and the call number, you have that, of course, because you called in there, Candy, but just for the sake of the number, in case we want to pass it on, is 319-279-1000, and the code is 777-477-pound. And then Steve Crowfoot, I believe, on his website, his is, I have to think for a second here.
Lifestylesupport.org,
O-R-G, and he records and puts those up. You want to listen to. And I haven't looked in a while. I need to look and see. I think he puts them in categories, too. Sometimes, like if we have a specific topic for the call.
And Focus has those recordings also, Gina?
Yeah, focusongrowth.com. Mm-hmm.
They record just the ones where there's interviews.
The interviews. And we had a great interview. Shara interviewed a gal. Tell me her name again.
Julia?
Julia, thank you.
That was wonderful.
Julia Leatherman.
Julia Leatherman, yes, and that was a month or so ago.
And what was the particular focus that she brought?
She worked with children public education, going into schools. She has a nursing degree in community...
Public health or something?
Yeah, it's community... I can't remember. Maybe community education or something. And she does an excellent job just with her. She's the gal that goes to India usually every year with her husband and just does volunteer work for a month or more.
Uh-huh.
And she's located in Indiana.
I get to meet her on Saturday.
Oh, good.
Get to meet a lot of people on Saturday. You've got a lineup.
Yes.
You're doing the science of NECAN?
I do know, yeah.
Oh, well, I have one of my new consultants coming. I'll have together. Her name is, anyway, I'll call you.
Okay. Yeah, I talked to Julia again last night.
Awesome. That'll be fun for you to report about.
Oh, overload.
Yeah. So, awesome call, you guys. Thank you for all your input. And... you found something that intrigued you here or that caught your attention, be sure and pass on the call number and time to other people. We have such a great collection of minds here and backgrounds, and but we all have that mission to spread the word, you know, about healthier eating and how important it is. And since we started with the China study over a year ago, it's really changed a lot of... just a lot of thinking, and the science behind it, like Char said before, is in there, and the reasons why. And so I thank you for your participation for today, and we'll have the call again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and look forward to hearing you guys then.
I just want to tell Candy, if she's still on, there is no such thing as a typical call.
I'm catching the drift of that. Yes, that's good. Thank you so much for your hospitality.
Thanks for
coming. We always like new folks on here, too, and, of course, we all love hearing, I don't want to say the old, our regulars. The veterans. There we go. So thanks, you guys. Have a wonderful day, and we'll listen for you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeannie. Great call.
Thank you.
Thank you.